Ho, ho, ho! Hello! It's November 21st, and we are really close to Christmas. So in this podcast, we are going to learn how it all started and how this holiday got commercialized in the present. We are going to be learning some fun and interesting facts as well, and I'm going to interview my mom to get a different point of view about Christmas with some anecdotes included to make this more fun. We are going to be learning some interesting and freaky facts as well, so get yourself comfortable and enjoy. It all started about 2,000 years ago in a small town called Nazareth, located in Africa. There was a young girl named Mary who was about to marry a good man named Joseph. One night, while the girl was asleep, an angel appeared and told her she was having a baby called Jesus, who was going to be God's son. 9 months later, Mary was about to give birth, so she made her way to Bethlehem, because if she stayed in her hometown, according to the new law, Joseph was going to be forced to pay taxes. Mary gave birth on December 25th, in a farm, since all the other places were full. That day has been called Christmas for a long time. It's a religious celebration that means Christ's Mass. She accepted this because she was loyal and a very good-hearted woman. On the other hand, the legend of St. Nicholas that tells a story of an old man who helped the poor and sick was commercialized, and today he is known as Santa Claus, short for St. Nicholas. Everyone knows him as the old man that gives children presents and travels all over the world for one night on a flying sled with floating reindeers. People often say he lives in the North Pole, and he has a fabric where his elves work for him, creating presents. As we all know, people usually have a special dinner that night with their families, and they open presents. It is a really happy and beautiful celebration, full of magic. Before we get into our interview, I am going to tell you a few fun and freaky facts about this holiday. The first freaky fact is that people in Japan eat KFC instead of turkey for the Christmas dinner. Isn't that crazy? The second fact is that Santa Claus didn't always wear his white and red suit. Actually, he started to wear it after a Coca-Cola ad in the 30s. Before that, he would wear a white and green outfit. That's weird, isn't it? And finally, the song Silent Night is the most recorded song of all times with over 700 versions. So, let's get into our interview. Hi, Mom.
Hi, daughter.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Let's get to the questions.
Perfect.
First, what is your favorite holiday and why?
Oh, my favorite holiday is definitely Christmas. Why? Because everybody's happy around Christmas time.
What is the favorite present that has been given to you?
I think my favorite present was a life-size doll I got when I was small. It was very beautiful. I still remember the clothes it had.
Really cute. How old were you when you found out Santa Claus didn't exist?
I was around 5 or 6.
How did you find out?
Actually, my best friend told me, and I was so shocked to find out Santa Claus didn't exist that I didn't really believe her. I thought she was just trying to be mean or get back at me for something.
Do you believe in Christmas miracles?
I don't believe in Christmas miracles. I believe miracles can happen any day of the year.
Aww. What is your favorite thing about Christmas?
Well, like I said at the beginning of the interview, I think that what I like the most about Christmas is the fact that people in general are happy. They're looking to spend time with family, with friends, and I think that's the best part about Christmas.
That is really nice. How are you spending this Christmas?
Well, this Christmas, we're going to be traveling to Spain with my family to spend Christmas with my daughter's little sister, who is 7 years old and lives in Spain.
Did you ever write a letter to Santa?
I wrote lots of letters to Santa, and actually my parents still keep some of those letters.
Aww. Describe your ideal gift.
I think my ideal gift is just something that, anything that you give, that you would give to me with love.
Aww. And last one, what is your first memory of Christmas?
My first memory of Christmas was a Christmas we had when I was small. I must have been around 4. And my parents put the Christmas tree outside in the backyard. Oh. And we had our presents outside in the backyard. It was very nice.
That's really cool. Thank you for the interview today.
You're welcome.
In conclusion, Christmas is a religious celebration we'll celebrate to commemorate Jesus' birth, buying presents to our beloved ones and having a beautiful dinner. It has a lot of story and a lot of secrets. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my podcast, and have a wonderful and magic Christmas!